Hello and welcome to another episode of Little Curiosity Chronicles, where stories come alive. Hannah Bear's Christmas, written by Monica Devine, illustrated by Sean Cassidy. One crisp fall evening, Hannah Bear sat on a hill eating fat, juicy blueberries. A shimmering moon rose in the sky. Hannah Bear looked up, she tipped her nose and took a long, deep breath. Ah, Hannah Bear said, I can smell the days of winter coming. The next day, Hannah Bear searched the forest until she discovered a fine, roomy den under the roots of an old spruce tree. On the floor of the den, she made a bed of grass, leaves, and moss. When she was finished, she gathered all her friends. It's time for me to go to sleep for the winter, Hannah Bear told them, because that is what bears do. Her friends nodded. But this year, would you promise to wake me up for Christmas? Hannah Bear asked. We've never done anything like that before, said the great bull moose. But we could, said the spruce goose. After all, everyone deserves to see Christmas, the wise mountain goat added. Then it's settled. We'll have a merry Christmas. Hannah Bear waved goodbye and crawled into her den. While Hannah Bear slept, it snowed and snowed. Inside her warm den, Hannah Bear dreamed of hiking tall mountains and picking plump, juicy blueberries. After many weeks, Christmas finally arrived. We mustn't forget to wake Hannah Bear, announced the wise mountain goat. All the animals gathered around the old spruce tree. The mountain goat tipped his head and banged the tree with his horns. Bam! 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 Wake up for Christmas, Hannah Bear, he cried. He butted the door with all his strength. Bam! 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 But Hannah Bear did not stir. Your horns are too small, said the bull moose. I can wake her. The moose dropped his mighty head and dragged his rack up and down the old spruce tree. Clickety, clickety, clack, clack, clack. Wake up for Christmas, Hannah Bear, he cried. He dragged his rack over and over again. Clackety, clackety, clack, clack, clack. But Hannah Bear did not budge. Let me try, said the spruce goose. With a ruckus flutter, he pumped his wings, flapping a thunderous sound. Wop, 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 wop. Wake up for Christmas, Hannah Bear, he cried. He flapped until his wings were all worn out. Wop, 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 wop. But Hannah Bear did not move. You simply weren't flapping fast enough, said the snowshoe hare. I bet I can wake her. She hopped onto the den and drummed steadily with her feet. Thump, thump, thumpity thump. Wake up for Christmas, Hannah Bear, she shouted. She drummed faster and faster with all her might. Thump, thump, thumpity thump. But Hannah Bear would not wake up. Each one of us alone just isn't loud enough, said the wise mountain goat. For a moment, the forest was silent. Then, bam, 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 clickety, clickety, clack, 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 wop, 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 thump, thump, thumpity thump. Together, they butted and scraped and flapped and thudded so loudly that finally, finally, Hannah Bear poked her head out, rubbed her sleepy eyes, and said, what's all the ruckus? Merry Christmas, Hannah Bear! Hannah Bear stepped out of her den. She had never seen snow so deep and bright. Spruce trees stood tall and quiet with snow glistening on their branches. Hannah Bear could see her breath. She sniffed the air, fresh and cold and wonderful. But that wasn't all. Follow us, said the wise mountain goat. The snow swooshed as they walked through the forest. Moments later, they stopped. Look, Hannah Bear cried. Oh my, said Hannah Bear. Thank you for waking me for Christmas. Soon, a big silver moon rose in the sky. Hannah Bear yawned. She took one last look at the cabin all aglow. The fresh, deep snow sparkled in the moonlight. Together, her friends led Hannah back to the den. This spring, I'll wake up all by myself, she said, because that is what bears do. Thank you for listening to Little Curiosity Chronicles. If you enjoyed today's episode, remember to like and subscribe.